Oh, there go the a cappella singers on Get A Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice. Hi, how you doing? I'm Peter Stewart. Welcome to today's show. We've just talking about conversationality and the keys to sounding natural and authentic. And so we're essentially saying over the last couple of days and the next couple of days to remember your audience, because you've got to know who it is you're talking to in April to have a conversation with them. Yeah, you're not going to sound conversational with someone if you don't know who it is you're talking to. Just imagine if I was talking and I didn't know if I was addressing a group of five-year-olds or city bankers. Yeah, how would I know how to pitch the words, my turn of phrase, my actual tone of delivery, yeah, the speed, the projection, the pause, all sorts of things, if I didn't know who it was that was listening? If I was talking about something, for example, about rowing across the Atlantic, am I pitching that at adults who have done it or adults who haven't done it? Again, all of those elements of conversationality will change depending on who my audience is. So let's remind ourselves of something we spoke about a couple of weeks ago, a little bit more than that perhaps, about knowing who your audience is and imagining who it is that you are talking to. Because that person should be a specific person, yeah? A real person. So there's no point having in your mind's eye a character from a film, for example. Someone who you've got a connection with, so not a celebrity. It's got to be someone that you actually know. If I'm sitting here thinking that I'm talking to Barack Obama, that's not going to help me have a conversational attitude because I don't know him. But if I'm thinking of my sister, for example, then automatically, just as I said that off the top of my head, sister, I didn't know where that came from, sister, I had that better connection in my mind, and possibly that came through my voice as well. So a specific person, a real person, someone you've got a connection with, not someone who might be disapproving or someone that you've got a parent-child relationship with, like indeed your parent. You may have a fantastic relationship with your parent, but you don't want to imagine someone that fits all those previous criteria who would actually go, talking rubbish. Yeah, like a parent might do, sit up straight, or you didn't pronounce that properly, or something like that. And also, not someone who might be disapproving of you, but also not someone who's too supportive and in whose eyes you can do no wrong. So again, maybe not a parent. Yeah, so we may be talking about maybe an aunt or an uncle or a close friend, someone that's going to tell the truth but be nice about it, not disapproving, not obsequious either, someone who you know well and respect. Old university lecturer, someone like that, possibly, yeah? Someone who's encouraging and can give constructive feedback, someone who'll be interested in what you're saying, like, well, obviously that's up to you, and it depends on the subject that you're talking about. It's going to be different for each of us, depending on who we know and our relationship with them. If you can't have a real person who you know, then have a clear idea of your composite listener. And I don't just mean a generic picture, but think of who they are, and their age, and what they do, and what they buy, and what their family's like, where they go on holiday. All of that kind of information will help mould a composite listener for you to whom you can target your communication, so it sounds much more conversational. I mean, ideally, it'll be someone to whom the message you are giving will have some kind of resonance, someone who will find it interesting and of use. I mean, your aunt may fit some of the criteria above, but it's no good talking to her if you're in a voiceover booth trying to sell a new pair of sneakers that she's never going to buy and knows nothing about. If you're lecturing to a theatre of undergrad chemists, it's probably not helpful to picture your grandma. If you're speaking with a board, then it may not be appropriate to picture an undergrad chemist. Do you see what I mean? You've got to picture someone who's appropriate to the situation, someone that's you know well and respect, who is supportive but not overly so, and not someone who might be disapproving. It's tricky. No one said it was going to be easy. And this is why so many trainers don't talk about this stuff, because it's difficult for them to know and understand themselves. If you want to know about conversationality, this is the place to be. This unique daily course called Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. It's from London, and it's with me, Peter Stewart.